In some Seattle neighborhoods, artists and storytellers are trying to capture the past before it's gone. You're listening to KNKX, and we know development and rising rents are changing the city. 885's Will James visited one preservation project based around a grocery store.
Well, you know, my heart belongs to the Lord, so.
The Red Apple Market is a social hub of Seattle's Central District. Filmmaker Jill Friedberg heard the grocery store was going to be demolished this year and saw it as a call to start telling the stories of her gentrifying neighborhood.
When it was announced that the store would be closing, we felt like, well, now or never.
Friedberg got a grant, and a few months ago she opened an office with audio recording equipment next door to the Red Apple Market. A few times a week she opens the doors and invites people to drop in and talk on tape. She says this oral history project called Shelf Life is about preserving the past, but it's also about capturing the present upheaval of this historically black neighborhood.
For me, preservation implies that something will disappear or has already disappeared. I'm interested in how these stories can be used now to shift conversations about change, about housing, about community.
One person who talks about that change is longtime Central District resident Vicki Gardner. In a Shelf Life recording, she describes trying to make a connection with some of her new neighbors.
Always, whenever I go down the street, hi, whoever, I don't care who it is, I speak to them and greet them. But sometimes people just walk on by. And it, doesn't feel real good.
Friedberg says the Red Apple Market is set to be demolished this summer, and her storytelling studio along with it. A new development is coming in their place. But she hopes to keep Shelf Life going long after that expiration date. Will James, 88.5 News.